I first thought about writing a book like this one in 1990, as I watched Mike Donald and Hale Irwin play off for the U.S. Open title at Medina. Irwin was already a two-time Open champion, a future Hall of Famer who would end up winning 20 times on the PGA Tour and another 45 times on the Champions Senior Tour. Winning was important to him, but it wasn't going to be life-changing. Donald was having the week of his life. He was the quintessential journeyman pro, really a misnomer if you think about it, since journeyman implies mediocre, and anyone who stays on the PGA Tour for almost 20 years, Donald played in 548 tournaments, has to be an excellent player. Donald won once on tour during his career. Winning the Open would have left him set for life financially and in the golf world. Once the words U.S. Open champion come before your name, there's no door that isn't open to you in golf, and for the most part, in the world. Irwin ended up winning the playoff in sudden death after Donald, who had led by a shot going to the 18th, made bogey and gave Irwin the chance to birdie the first hole of sudden death and win. 2 years later, Irwin was voted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. 2 years after that, Donald finished out of the top 125 on the money list and was reduced to partial status on tour, forced to scramble for sponsor exemptions, and to get into weaker fields later in the year when the stars went home. Donald turned 50 in 2005, making him eligible for the Champions Tour. As a past Open champion, he would have been able to play wherever and whenever he wanted to play. As a near Open champion, he has to scramble each year to get into tournaments. Unlike a lot of players, Donald has talked candidly through the years about how different his life might have been if he had made a par putt on 18 on that Sunday or Monday in 1990. Donald flashed through my mind in 1998 at Royal Birkdale as I watched Mark O'Meara and Brian Watts play off for that year's British Open title. O'Meara had been a star for years, but had solidified his place in golf history that April by winning the Masters for his first major title. Watts was an Oklahoman.